Hello, boys and girls. I hope you're ready for your story, because I presume that you brushed your teeth and washed your face. If you haven't, then please pause this story right now and get on with it. But if you have, then I guess I should start the story now. Well, it's about one, a very annoying duck, and two, a man who gets crazy because the duck keeps asking him for something very fruity. I'll tell you about it in this story. Now, the story might be a bit shorter than usual, and I'm sorry about that. Okay? Good. Let's get on with the story. So, tell me the duck story. Lol. Bum bum bum, ba dum ba dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man who was running the stand, "Hey, have you got any grapes for me?" And the man said, "No, but we do sell lemonade. It's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" And the duck said, "I think I'll pass." Then he waddled away, and he waddled past the park, across the field, until the very next day. Then, the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man round the stand, "Hey, got any grapes?" And the man said, "No, as I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away, past the park, up the benches, down the fields, around the hills, till the very next day. He came back. He walked up to the lemonade stand and said to the man run the stand, "Hey, got any grapes?" The man said, "Look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. So, why not give it a go, okay?" The duck said, "How about no?" Then he waddled away, past the trees, around the trees, up the trees, down the trees, up the hills, down the hills, on the benches, under the benches, till the very next day. And he came back again. And he walked up to that lemonade stand, and he said to the man around the stand, "Hey, got any grapes for me?" And the man said, "That's it, duck. If you don't stay away, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close." And the duck said, "Adios." Then he waddled away, under the benches, above the benches, under the trees, up the trees, down the trees, over the trees, until he was very dizzy, and then he rolled down the hill until the very next day. He came back. He walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to that man, who was now practically steaming, "Hey, got any glue?" And the man said, "What?" And the duck said, "Got any glue?" And the man said, "No, why would I have..." "Oh," and then the duck wink said, I have one more question for you." And then he went up to the man and said, "Got any grapes?" Lol. And then the man started to smile. Then he started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, "Come on, duck. Let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes so you won't have to ask anymore." So they walked to the store and the man brought some grapes. He gave one to the duck and the duck said, "No thanks." But But you know what sounds good? That will make my day. Do you think this store? They started to sing. Do you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade? Then he waddled away around, past the store, up the store, down the store, and the man never saw him again. Nor did he have any other ducks coming to ask him for grapes. Ever. Well, boys and girls, that was the story. I hope you liked it. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry if it was short or you don't like it. I promise to do better ones in the future. And I'll see you later in the next story. Dream of ducks asking for grapes at lemonade stands. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum.